It's Thursday, October 11th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm George Kearns with a look at the latest South Carolina headlines. Well, the entire state of South Carolina is now under a tropical storm warning as Michael makes its way through the state. The storm is currently located just south of Newberry, moving northeast at 21 miles per hour. High wind, rain, flash flooding, and tornadoes are all possible across the state. The heavier winds can be found along the path of the storm, but heavy rain has been reported in the Lowcountry and the upstate, leading to localized flooding and a number of road closures. Safety officials again are advising against travel unless it's absolutely necessary, and they remind you to not drive around barriers or across flooded roads. Nearly 100,000 customers in the state are now without power, due mostly to downed trees and power lines. Michael is expected to move toward the northeast throughout the midday today, exiting the state around Pageland later this afternoon, before impacting North Carolina tonight and tomorrow, in many areas hit earlier by Hurricane Florence. Meteorologist Cindy O'Quinn from the South Carolina Emergency Information Network has more.
Tropical storm Michael will race quickly through upstate South Carolina this morning. It will be moving north of Columbia, then entering into North Carolina early this afternoon. But heavy rain totals still expected between 4 to 7 inches, with some areas closer to North Carolina up to 9 inches.
That's meteorologist Cindy O'Quinn. Well, at least two deaths have now been reported due to Hurricane Michael. A Florida man was killed when a tree fell on his home. An 11-year-old girl in Seminole County, Georgia, was also killed. It's believed something fell on her home as well. More to come throughout the day. Stay tuned for continuing coverage of Tropical Storm Michael as the storm makes its way through the Palmetto State. More updates as well coming up from the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for Thursday, October 11th. I'm George Kearns for South Carolina Public Radio.